I am a youth that's inclined to ramble to some foreign country I mean to steer. I am loath to part from my friends and comrades, and my dear sweetheart, whom I love dear. But there's one of those I do most admire. On her I'll think when I'm far away, for since fate's decreed I am resolved to part her and try my fortune in America. So farewell, darling, since I must leave you. I place great dependence on your constancy, that no other young man may gain your favour or change your mind when I am o'er the sea. For although the seas they do separate us, and in between us they may rise and fall, if fortune favours me, you'll find your Jamie returning homeward from America. Oh, Jamie, dear, do you remember when I sat with you for many an hour, when my young fancy away was carried and the bees hummed around us on each opening flower? But when you're crossing the Western Ocean, the maid that loved you, you'll never mind a vow, and you'll scarce think on the maids of Erin. You'll find strange sweethearts in America. Oh, Mary, dear, I don't dissemble, for to all other fair maids I'll prove untrue. And if you think that these are false promises, I'll leave these vows as a pledge to you, that what I have may prove unsuccessful, and fortune prove to me a slippery ball, that a favouring gale it may ne'er blow on me, if I forsake you in America. And so to conclude and to end these verses, may God protect this young female fair, and keep her from every wild embarrassment, and of my darling take the greatest care. For she's slow to anger and of kind disposition, her cheeks like roses in June do glow, in my nightly slumbers whene'er I think on her, I could court her vision in America.